From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The United States is to resume funding of Trinidad and Tobago's battle against drug trafficking. The long-lost diaries of Che Guevara reveal unexpected views on black people. And the Commonwealth Secretary General talks about Britain's role in Europe. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The U.S. State Department will this year resume funding Trinidad and Tobago's fight against a trade in narcotics. This is despite an attempt by a U.S. congressman to have the American government withhold funding from Trinidad and Tobago and other Caribbean countries based on the 1993 report of the State Department on International Narcotics Control. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain.
Funding from the State Department to Trinidad and Tobago to combat the narcotics trade dried up in 1994 because the country was said not to be doing enough in drug seizures and anti-drugs legislation. However, Deputy Chief of Staff at the Port of Spain Embassy, James Huff, says increased seizures of narcotics and the passage of the Dangerous Drugs Bill are forward steps made by the government here in 1994.
We think the most likely this year is that Trinidad will receive funds. It is a country that we have judged to be overall cooperative in the narcotics fight, and even though certainly more needs to be done, but we believe that certainly assistance will be provided and with a chance for even greater amounts next year.